Hello and welcome to another edition of A Never A Straight Answer, a podcast that aims to cover a wide range of topics, some serious and some not so serious, from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. Welcome to the show. I'm Gaz.
I'm Taylor.
And it's been a bit of an interesting week. We're on what episode is it now? I don't want to keep counting the episodes though, to be fair, so probably gonna leave it a bit in the future. How's everything going?
Yeah, it's alright, great news today.
Wow, what's the good news?
Farage is coming back on the scene.
The Farage. Was that Farage? Was it a mirage?
Definitely Farage.
I know, I seen him on the news. I seen an ad. Was it yesterday? So I was watching Breakfast News, and he was record about Farage coming back, and he was kicking off basically saying how this Brexit nonsense has to kind of go ahead. And
because it seems to be going through the back door. She seems to. Well, the Prime Minister seems to be thinking we're stupid or something. Now, everyone knew the agreement of it. Do we want to be a sovereign country? Yes. Do we want to do our own stuff? Yes. And do we basically not run by anyone else? Yes.
Well, yeah, but
But she's still putting in the programmes of the deal with the manufacturers and all this.
I think there was basically an article I read, something about Ford and McLaren are issuing a Brexit warning about deals.
But they need that. They'd need us more than we need them, realistically. And we can. I mean, don't get me wrong. For the first 5 to 10 years, we might be on one of them scales of how Greece is at the minute.
Greece are bouncing back at the end of the day. Yes. Yeah, they've kind of come into a point where they can actually start borrowing money again.
Yeah.
But what was you just saying there about how they need us as well as we need them? It's to be fair, it's since our pound's gone downhill, they've been getting getting stuff a lot cheaper from the UK in terms of trade and export.
Look, all the experts who've turned around and said, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, well, this now, is it. They're talking about
the pound went up afterwards.
A soft or a boiled egg, hard Brexit now.
I want hard Brexit now. Well, I don't care. To be honest, I want Farage to throw in for a hard Brexit, and the reason why is because of all the scandalous, dirty stuff that they've done behind our backs. Barcelona agreement. Anyone know about the Barcelona agreement?
Well, I'm not clued up on it, so you're gonna have to give us a bit.
Barcelona basically, they had the UN Europe had a meeting together to try and work up a bit more business for the countries so we can earn some more money. So basically in 1994 they went to Barcelona, writ up this agreement, basically saying what's happening now. You know, with all the immigrants coming in and that has flooded in and the gates have been left open. And now then countries decided, we can't actually deal with this. But actually, you've been put under the agreement.
Yeah, I think with a lot of this as well, it kind of comes down to, when we were saying earlier about reasons for, say, leaving the EU and stuff, I think...
Sovereignty,
yeah, exactly. Well, I think that's a lot of people's argument, but I think that was heavily played, during the yes no campaigning.
There's a simple agreement. Do you want us out of the market? Yes. Yeah. Do you want us out of Europe? Yes. But she wants us in the market, and they didn't.
If they've got a good product, basically people will always come and buy it. Right. That's just bog standard. I think basically if it comes to it and we come out of Europe and we still offer a good product that can be easily exported, there's not going to be an issue with us making deals with
We can make good products. The problem is that when Maggie Thatcher was in. Now, after Maggie Thatcher was in, then we got rid of all manufacturers near enough.
Yeah, basically. We've got Sheffield Steel's gone out of the window. Yeah. I'm not even joking. It's like, not even just...
It's all sit-down
jobs. Not even
jobs.
Just, like, you know, industry. It was just everything, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we were a great country when all that was happening. But then we decided, oh, well, we'll pass that away. And then the Lisbon Treaty come up. Where not even bloody, what's his name, Labour leader, what's, I can't think of his name now, started the war. Blair.
Tony.
Blair, yeah. Oh. Tony didn't even go over to sign this agreement. And he signed our sovereignty away
from
that
agreement.
I'm
still kind of amazed that Tony's just...
He wants to get back in politics, he's back in, making absolute coin,
just being consultants and stuff like that. Like, what's he consulting in?
Oh, he's been consulting in the Middle East. He was doing all that kind of stuff and earning like, what was it, 27 million he earned in a couple of years of doing that and a nice little pad in Florida.
Fair
dude. That's all right for an ex-prime minister.
Started a war that was unnecessary. Yeah.
But then again, I've never felt richer than
Well, they say that, don't they? I mean, in the under New Labour, basically. Well, that's the only reason why we felt richer, because everything was on credit, mate. That was the point. It was like, everything was just like, you know, yeah, we'll get it now, pay for it later. Yeah. And it was like, that was the problem, because they were investing our money in stupid ways, and they were kind of making it seem okay when the shit was really hitting the fan.
I agreed
with a Conservative government coming in to try and sort it out, but when...
Yeah, but they always skinflint.
Yeah, well,
on
you expect that, you know, it's going to be a couple of years where it was going to be kind of hard for the working man.
Yeah.
But you think, well, they're in this mess, we need to get out of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to do what we need to do. And you'd think, like, you know, if Greece a couple of years ago were in absolute economic fucking shit, right? To the point where they were owned by Germany, yeah, virtually.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they've come to back to a point where, you know, they're not doing too bad, where I'm not sure the ins and outs of it, but can they claim to be their own country under their own right now? I'm not sure.
Yeah, they've still got to basically do stuff like...
this is why I don't like talking about politics, because it gets too...
but a good man's just come back for me, to be honest, because, like, they've made an absolute mess.
So you think now Farage is back, we're going to kind
of
see a bit more...
Hopefully he can turn around and go... He should be doing what the Labour leader now should be doing.
Right,
the Labour leader is just not doing his job, basically. So I want Farage to come in and actually ask the question, hold on, what about this? We agree to this, we agree to that, but now you're turning on the people and saying no. I mean, don't get me wrong, the other 48%, but at the end of the day, we can't have another vote, because we have another vote. That's it straight away. Democracy's gone.
He's one of those guys who, you know, who's... A lot of people don't like him for whatever reasons. He's a bit like Trump in that respect. But, I mean, he does seem to have a doing attitude. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I've got a bit more light-hearted news. You see, this is it.
What?
You know... Well, a former Royal Canadian Mint worker was caught stealing 22 cookie-sized gold nuggets. Wait for it.
Where?
Up his rectum.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
painful.
He got caught for this, but basically he's got off with a fine, and he's obviously lost his job. But is it Nielsen Lawrence of 35, and he worked for the mint for like 7 years, and he was basically like smuggling gold out for quite a while.
So he's been doing it all that time.
He's been doing it for absolutely ages, and basically he got caught by the metal. I think they had a new security guard on post, and he was a bit more thorough than the previous guy.
Well,
he set the alarms off, and he kind of raised a bit of suspicion. So yeah. He was a bit... that was a bit of a weird story.
It was. But, you're not wrong there.
But yeah, imagine that.
No thanks. No thanks.
What, not even for the gold?
No, because he's been working there for 7 years.
Yeah.
They must have been away from it. It doesn't matter. If you're clever enough, or not even clever enough, if you know the place, you can get stuff out. Doesn't matter who you are. If you know the place... it might take a little bit of work or a little bit of time, but do you really have to shove it up your ass? You know what I mean? I mean, yes, maybe between your cheeks, you know what I mean? Hold them between your cheeks, you know, like a big nugget.
Like a big gold sandwich.
Yeah, and then just say, oh, yeah, I've got to rush the toilet, I've got a turtle. You know what I mean? I've got a turtle,
was,
I've got
a I seen a video clip of him, and he was acting really suspicious when he was...
Well, you actually seen him going through and
going through the metal detectors, and he was shit. Kind of like... he was
letting
like,
himself go straight
He was
away.
Like, hey, man, trying whoa, to be happy, I'm just trying to everyone. Get on with my day, come See. On.
That's a man who hasn't done it before.
Yeah.
With a big amount anyway. Jesus, he must have a sore ass.
So go on, anything else happening in the world? I've got another story, but it's another stupid one, so is there anything? No, I mean, is there anything else on your agenda? Have you covered everything?
I've covered everything.
All right, well, this is a story about...
Oh, actually, no, I haven't.
Oh, go for it, mate.
Let me go with this, right, I found out that there was an agreement around the world. There's actually two agreements that I found
People
out.
People all over the world.
With the UN.
Join hands.
And basically.
Start a love train.
You've got till 2030. You remember the ID card idea that come out?
I don't like the ideas of ID cards. But basically it's like.
It's tough luck.
It's a moot point anyway now, isn't it? Because why not? Everyone just basically voluntarily gives up their information.
That is true. That is true.
I've signed up for everything, mate, and it's like every time I go to sign up for something, it goes, do you want to log in with Facebook?
See, you are not
I don't really. I seen a tweet, actually. Somebody tweeted earlier. They said I think it was Ali Law, actually, from the guy who kind of broke into the Big Brother house.
He's a
free runner.
Yeah.
But he'd put the only people who use Facebook are old men and people who smoke rolling tobacco or something to that effect. I thought it was quite funny. I was like, I smoke rolling tobacco.
Hey, old man.
And I'm over 35. And I don't use
60 now, aren't you?
I don't use Facebook. Yeah, I could be. I could be 60, I could be 40, I could be any age, you know, you never know. So go on, what are you saying about the ID
cards? ID cards, you just said, like, you don't like the idea of it and everyone gives up their ID anyway, which, realistically, you don't have to. You don't necessarily have to.
We live in a panopticon, man. It's like we're all
It's the two laws that they mess around with, like, acts and statutes. You don't actually have to agree to them. It's
isn't acts and statutes like a kind of...
It's like speeding.
Yeah,
speeding fines and stuff like that. You don't actually
law,
need to do that.
It's just an advisory sort of.
Well, no, it's an agreement if you agree, and the only way you can agree is by saying your name. If you agree, that's why a police officer will ask your name and date of birth straight away, because as soon as you've done that, bang, they've got joinder. So after that, anything you say, they've got you.
Oh,
so you
right.
have to agree with that to get all the agreements of acts and statutes. They can bring all of it to you.
Ah, right. So basically, it's like a honey trap type of situation.
Yeah, yeah. They don't tell you about this kind of stuff.
Oh,
well,
right.
Basically,
look into your law, kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Common law land. Common law land. This is free acts in the common law land. No destruction of property. No hurting of anybody. And no psychological, like, he's going to hurt me and stuff like that to people. You know, like, if I'm going to frighten you.
Threatening behaviour.
Yeah, threatening behaviour. None of that. Anything by that is all lawful.
Yeah, I suppose it's a lot of things come down to civil matters, don't they? So I suppose
that's
unless it's actual crime and against the law, like murder.
That's hurting someone, so that comes under common law as you've just killed someone, so you...
So basically, if you're acting like a divvy... Yeah, on a Friday night, and you're
a
bit leery.
Well, no, because you can act like a divvy as long as you do to yourself and don't damage any property, then you're fine.
Yeah, but on a many night out, I've seen the police roughhouse a couple of guys just for being drunk and disorderly.
Yeah, but that's because they're drunk and disorderly, and the police...
and a risk to other people,
the police are trying to stop the risk of them hurting themselves, which it's not you at the end of the day.
Fair-de-doos, man.
Well, anyway, this piece of information I found out was, right, every country in the world by 2030, and it's already starting in France, by the way, will have an ID card.
I don't want one.
I'm refusing it straight
I
off.
Don't want
one.
You don't have
to have one, even if they say you have one. You don't have to have one. But the only problem is, you're not going to be able to get now.
Three things I don't want, right? I don't want ID cards.
Yeah.
I don't want a smart meter.
Yeah.
And I don't want to die young.
So, well, yeah, you beat that third one.
I know, yeah.
No, you won't die young, so
one out of three ain't bad so far, so let's go. And actually, I'm actually doing well because I've smashed it, really. I'm at 3 out of 3 there.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's true. Well, until you get a knock next week. Yeah, so, gas, man. Oh, no. I want a portable.
I keep getting a card through the door, actually, from the electric guy, and I keep forgetting to put it in the window. I'm gonna
even
have to
if
do
they
that
bring
the
warrant, mate. It doesn't count.
He only wants to read my meter.
Yeah,
that's pretty reasonable.
Oh,
I think
I'll let him do that. Yeah.
So,
so the second bit on that one is basically all the problems that we're having now after the 2008. Fuck up with the banks and the government big time. The UN brought in something for all the countries that hit us a little bit more, which was they had to downsize, and they all agreed they had to downsize all of departments, get rid of some departments or downsize departments. Now that, on top of austerity, is cause for a pretty bad effect. Now I think we're only just eating slims of it. We're eating bad, but we will, if we get this Brexit right, we'll come out of it golden. It's just a matter if Farage can twist their arm on, like, look, it's us you're supposed to be looking after. Now the MPs actually have to fucking do a job, because they'd be the ones in control, and they'd be the ones who are culpable for it. And that's another thing. All of them should be culpable for your actions. We are, so why aren't they?
Well, yeah, again, my opinion on politics is, you know, people get jobs because, like, you know, they want a career in that sort of sector. Yeah. If the person who wants to be the prime minister of a country, you know, it's like they want to become the prime minister because it's the next step up in their career path. Yeah. You know, it's the best job available. So, you know, they don't go into it because they want to make a change anymore. And I think basically, like, if you want to be the prime minister, do it on minimum wage and board. Yeah. And then,
I think it should be out in
basically
society for at least 2 months.
Anyone who's actually bold enough to do the job is there because they want to do something with the country and not because they're after their big fat paycheck.
And have you heard have you heard the excuse if you did that?
What?
That no one would do it.
Well,
I bet someone
would
do
it. Somebody would do it.
Exactly.
A minimum wage, a normal, a good wage, a living wage,
yeah.
And board, you know.
And you're actually culpable for action. I tell you what, this guy who does the prison.
Well, this is why I won't do certain jobs, because at the end of the day, it's like, is it worth it? You don't want to put yourself and other people in risk.
Well, that's it.
Anyway, moving on, I've got another crazy little story for you, like before, because we could go on about all this stuff all night, and I think we'll probably do a full show on it one day.
Yeah.
Because it's
a passionate thing, I love this.
Well, yeah, Taylor's proper passionate about it. I kind of need to be more educated.
So what, my sovereignty, don't you?
Yeah, well, to be fair, it's like I'm quite, you know, when people talk about sovereignty, I mean, I consider the globe, the planet Earth, my sovereignty. I was born on planet Earth, so I think everyone should have free roaming, man. Everyone should be able to go. It sounds a bit of a hippie thing to say.
Yeah, but then you'll come up with the problems that, like, borders, let's say,
man.
One, like, the Western side is, like, supposed to be all brilliant and all this, that, and the other. We've got no problems, right? So if everyone from one side of the world comes to the other side of the world, what's going to happen?
No,
then?
But that's it. Not everybody will. That's it. It's just having the option. Do you
no,
know what I mean?
I like the idea of, which a lot of them Africans are doing at the minute, is coming over here, learning,
and then taking those skills and going back and looking after it, and building. You've got to admit that, you know, if they're actually got taking skills to help and benefit the you know, community.
Yeah. Well, so it saves going off and going to a country and going, I'll take all your nurses, all your doctors, so everyone there can suffer.
Yeah.
Because I've got a big wage for you and I've got somewhere in the West for you.
Well, like I say,
I mean,
that's it's a topic within itself. Really,
yeah. Well, there's loads of spirals into it, isn't there, really?
So, well, we've got a couple mate, everything's crazy. This world's crazy.
Yeah,
have you heard about this guy? He's basically, right, I've read it in, I think it was The Express, or I've read it in one or two of the newspapers, actually. He was quite covered.
Yeah.
He's basically known as Ted the Parrot Man.
Ted the Paramount.
Yeah, and this is extreme, mate.
Is that his official name?
That, well, that's what he's known as in the community. Right, have you seen, like, those people who kind of get extreme modifications, like body modifications and stuff
like
that?
Big lips or, like...
Well, no, that's, like, it's a cultural thing, and I suppose, like, in terms of, like, tribal stuff, like...
The lizard thing.
That's why people got him, but, like, since, like, the 90s, people have been doing these, like, scarification, body modifications.
Yeah.
Putting kind of, like, giving themselves horns and making themselves look crazy. Face tattoos, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Body piercings, right? Yeah. Well, this guy is one of those types of people. I only ever got my ear pierced once, and I didn't like it.
Nah, I didn't like piercing.
It didn't last very long, and it kind of, like, healed up really quick, so I didn't really bother.
You're supposed to kick in there,
aren't you? I know, yeah, you're supposed to... And then I tried stretching it because I thought, like, when I was a bit younger, I might go for this. But then I was like, nah, it's not for me, this.
I'm
just stretch. It was the normal man ear.
Which
one? But now it doesn't matter because I see these kids walking around with two diamond earrings in, one in each ear, wearing the Bet Lynch hoops.
Yeah. And one on his nose as well.
So this guy's kind of like that. So, but... Rather than just having his tattoos and stuff like that, he's basically owns four pet parrots.
Oh, yeah. He's got Patch yet?
He's got Ellie, Tika, Jake, and Bumby. And he's that into his parrots that he's gone and he's cut his own ears off.
What?
I'm not even joking. He's cut his own ears off to make himself look more like his parrots.
What?
Right?
He's actually physically cut... Both his ears off. Did he do it?
No, he's found a surgeon to do it.
Right. Definitely ain't an idiot then.
Ted's also got his face tattooed and they're coloured with like, tattooed with like feathers. It's really bright and colourful.
He loves parrots then, doesn't he?
Mate, he's so into his parrots. He loves his parrots.
Man
likes his parrots. I know I said that twice, but.
Has he got a girlfriend?
Well, we'll get to that, mate.
Or a wife.
Well,
no.
So. He actually, he has got a girlfriend, and he's only found her, because you've just ruined my joke.
Oh, right,
yeah?
Okay.
Because basically, he's looking for a surgeon because he wants to get his nose turned into a beak.
Right.
So now he's got his ears cut off, he wants to turn his nose into a beak.
Why do you just make one and put it on?
Well, that's a good point, actually, but I don't think that's good enough. He wants to be legit, he wants to be...
He's never going to fly, is he, anyway?
So, but
he does fly. Airplane. What's wrong with you? Helicopter.
get him a squirrel suit. It'll be cool. He'll be jumping off buildings with the flock. So, basically, since undergoing his treatment to have his ears removed, he has managed to find a girlfriend,
Jesus.
But I was going to put it, he's found himself another kind of bird.
Ah.
Yeah.
Suzanne. But I fucked it up for you,
didn't
you?
You did, you fucked it up.
Sorry, mate.
Suzanne, 31. And he's,
Not really.
It doesn't matter. These are stupid stories, you know. It's like, at the end of the day, you're talking all like politics, you need something to bring you down a bit more, down to a humorous level.
You do bring some classy ones.
I've got a list of these stories. I love these stories. And you know what? It brings me so much joy when I find a better. Like, I've honestly found this one the other day and I was just like, oh my God. And it was this bit that actually clinched it for me because he put, I went to the shops the other day and it was a bit windy outside. And when I went into the shop assistant just looked at me and I said, blimey, it's so windy outside, it blew my ears clean off.
Oh, shit, did she scream and fuck him up?
I have no idea. I think if that guy come into my shop, I'd be a bit weirded out. Especially
I'd be like, whoa, what the fuck?
And wouldn't you just be, you just literally be like,
oh,
like
an alien.
You look at it, mate, the pictures of him are quite strange. I mean, but the fact is, it's like some people have said that he looks a bit weird, but Ted's just happy to be unique.
Hey, if he's happy, he's happy.
Yeah, that's it. You can't ask him anymore, is it? If he's happy being happy, then good on him, mate. That's all you can say.
Do what you want.
So, exactly. Within reason. I think basically people should be able to do what they want. Well, we've got a bit of entertainment news before we move on to the...
Entertainment.
Yeah, we've got the entertainment. This is a bit of a new section, but like we're going to... got a few bits. Have you heard about Jamie Oliver this week? This is stupid. Jamie Oliver should just leave things alone. The guy's too... You know,
it's just a brand name.
I understand that he wanted to do something good for the kids and the school meals and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like now it feels like he's just kind of looking for fights. with people, like, you know.
You know what, though?
And this time it wasn't even him.
He might not be not as he might be as smart as you think. Well, because look at all this, right? His range come out yesterday.
Yeah, good point. But this wasn't him.
Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, but he never actually tried to spark controversy in this instance this time.
Yeah.
Normally it is Jamie Oliver.
He's not gone through a big process.
If you've not heard about this, basically Jamie Oliver's done one of these 30-minute meal sections, or, you know, he's on one of his programs or the internet or something like that. And what's actually happened is he's labeled his meal as jerked rice.
Yeah.
Right?
Can't have jerk rice.
Well, no, typically you jerk meat, don't you? You
exactly.
Jerk a chicken or you jerk
exactly.
Pork,
you could have it on the
beef.
Side with
it's,
the jerk.
Isn't it like a combination of spices and stuff? It's
yeah,
a,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah,
marinade. It's a way you marinate the meat, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So.
And it's particular to that culture, and which there's
yeah,
another
totally
thing.
Yeah, totally. It is. It's
cultures are getting dismayed by all this kind of.
Well, yeah, because
stuff.
It's like, you know, it's a
you're
funky,
integrating
it's
it.
A funky thing to stick on the beginning because people will, you know, might.
It's a part of your. It's part of your
recognize that and
yeah.
go for it. Yeah, and it's putting it into a category, isn't it? Saying it's
yeah.
If you like this, if you like Jamaican cuisine, then you're like this.
Yeah, yeah. That's like not, saying, right, you like that. Oh, I'm gonna go. Jerk egg and chips. So have jerk egg and chips, yeah? We're all for that, yeah?
Mate,
you know what I mean?
Any,
sausage in a sandal.
I jerk any my toast. I jerk my sandwich earlier.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, wait, I just realised that sounded a bit
yeah,
weirder
you,
than I expected.
Mucky you, mucky fucker.
So, yeah, so the idea of jerking rice, I think basically, like, was it, who was it, an MP on Twitter had said it was cultural appropriation. And he should be appalled because he's basically using. I don't think he meant it like that. I think he just thought it was some sort
of. I don't
cool,
know. You know, I don't
cool
know.
Way.
I think he's a clever man. He's been clever in the past, and he's brought a lot of stuff to fruition because of how he's done it. Now, like I said, he come out yesterday, and like everyone's talking about it near enough. Now, if let's say the Prime Minister brings out fucking something tomorrow. It's not going to be talked everywhere about it. Few
no, that's
places.
True. But that's it because
he's spreading the word in a bad light to make you think, hey,
well,
hold
no,
on.
No. Like I say, on this occasion, he's not. That's what I'm saying. Someone's poked at him, but this is it. It's like it's.
He knew what he was doing, I think.
Yeah.
I really do think
I mean, there's potential
he's a
for that. I mean, like you
that.
Say, he is a businessman and he does seem to like kind of crop up at odd times. Like,
yeah.
You know, he's got, like you say, I didn't realise he had his food range coming out. What, is it a new cookbook or is it
no,
a
it's actual food. It's the rice and...
Oh, right,
is
that one of
yeah,
the products?
Yeah, jerk and rice, yeah. And, but basically, like, he's got maybe some of the items in there, but he hasn't got the main items or the all ingredients to make the jerk.
Oh, right, so it's not even,
yeah.
Like, so he's basically...
So he's basically
selling.
Just gone, blah, blah, here's some rice, here's a bit of fucking...
Well, in one respect, it's like if you went out and bought a TV and it said it was HD and you got it home and it wasn't, you'd be a bit kind of...
Yeah, exactly,
like, this
so
isn't...
you're false advertising again.
And especially people who actually do kind of eat that sort of food, you know, like on a regular basis,
they're
going to be like, this isn't...
Yeah,
and
that's why, in a way, it's
kinda
offensive.
Kind of goes back to the Finder's Crispy Pancake sort of stuff, of mislabeling your
well,
food.
Yeah.
And
horse meat as well.
Yeah, so should he be getting sort of similar penalties to what Tesco got?
No, I think you should take the stuff off the shelf.
Rebrand it,
and then put it on.
Yeah, fair
that's
enough.
That's all he has to do, but he needs to do it quick.
Well, especially if it's only just come out as well, then what's that, a big recall? He's going to have to get all of his supplies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
and
with,
exactly, and the expense that that's going to cost him will make him think maybe next time, which I reckon
I
he's got that
I
little bit of money on the side to deal with.
I don't think he's
going to
do that. I think he's going to leave it because he's not going to...
He's going to leave
he's
it?
Not, yeah,
you
I don't think
he's
going to
leave
I don't think he's going to pull
he's
it because... If, no, I don't think he's going to pull it. It'll cost him too much money in the long run.
It'll cost him a lot more money in the long run.
No. What are they going to do? Do you think they're going to sue?
Right,
people are going to sue him for that?
No. People will go, wait, oh, well, right, next time you bring something out, like I said, egg and chips.
Yeah.
But he says jerk chicken.
Yeah,
you know
fair
what I mean?
Enough, fair enough.
You got to put... See, this is the problem with companies and people understanding the stuff of what it says on the label. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what happened to the days of Ron Seal?
Well,
where it does exactly what it says on the tin.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we want. Yeah. No nonsense.
That's what you want. Well,
we had this
straight answer, not a fucking curl around this bunch.
Hey, we're ones to talk. We didn't give you the straight answer. Yeah. It's like with like adverts in the 90s when, like, you know, in the early 80s and stuff, or like when TV first came out in the 40s and stuff, it was like, you know, they'd go, apples, they're good for you. Yeah. You know, and it was no nonsense. Smoking, taste of smoke.
Doctors
recommend it. So, you know, they'd just be straight to the point. And then we went through this phase in the 80s and 90s where it would be like, you know, you get an advert which has absolutely nothing to do with the product and you end up having to guess what it is.
Like,
you know,
subliminal messages being sent in cinemas, like, go and get Coke, go and get some popcorn.
Hey, well, I like TV. I mean, I do watch a lot of TV, so I don't care. Films and TV do suck me in quite a lot. Got a bit of film and TV news here, actually.
Oh, what you got?
You know Kevin Smith?
Yeah.
Played Silent Bob in the kind of...
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
He also directed Clerks and Mallrats and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I like him.
I've always been a fan.
There's a lot of people I know that actually like him.
Well, we're doing a podcast, but this guy is the king of podcasts. He's got about 20 on the go all the time.
He was on Josh Rogan the other week.
He was, and do you know what? I really rated that interview because he was on Josh Rogan's show, but basically flipped it, and it was like he was doing the interview.
Yeah.
And he was so emotional when he was talking about his dogs, the pair of them, and they both, they were talking about the pets, right, and basically times where they've had to kind of put, you know, take him to the vets and, you know, send him to the farm.
Yeah.
You know, for any kids listening, all dogs go to the farm.
Yeah.
So
it's a nice place.
It's a lovely place. And they were talking about that type of thing, and, you know, they were really getting emotional, and for two kind of like grown ass men, one of them's an MMA fighter, you know, it was like I was biting my knuckle going, these guys.
Man's best friend,
though. Man's best friend.
That's it, man. Loyal to the end.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but Kevin, he had a heart attack a couple of months ago.
It was
a Widowmaker-style heart attack. He really kind of nearly snuffed it. Yeah, I've got to be honest, and we'd be doing a whole episode on him if he had. But he's got a new show.
Good job he didn't.
It's been in development for quite a while.
Oh.
He's a pilot, and it's called Hollyweed. It's available on Rivit TV. That's Rivit, R-I-V-I-T TV. Rivit's good idea, actually, I think, because basically what it is you kind of offer up a first episode to like a pilot.
So people can have a look.
Do you know how many pilots get made every year that never actually get picked up by a network?
Shitloads,
mate. Absolutely tons. This is one of them, Hollyweed.
Talented people.
Like I said earlier, I mean, Kevin Smith did Clerks, and he says it. If you like Clerks, then you'll like this. It's basically Clerks in a weed shop.
Yeah.
So
now wrong with a weed shop.
Yeah. So it's Kevin Smith's actually got a speaking part in this one as well.
Ah, fucking hell! So he's not.
But it's quite funny actually, because the first episode's available on YouTube. You can go and find that. And the idea behind Rivit TV is that pilot episodes from content creators, they can go to Rivit TV. And put their pilot out, and if people like it, then they can kind of like prepay for episodes, so they can get a series bankrolled.
Okay.
So you can get another 5-6 episodes.
And with the name as well.
Kevin Smith shouldn't have an issue there, to be fair. He's got that many people following him. He's a nice guy, so, you know.
Probably got the money himself.
Well, you know, you don't like to presume. At the end of the day, I think, like, with most, I mean, the guy, right, if you know anything about Kevin Smith, he's like kind of idea of making Clerks was he rolled the dice big time. He put everything he had on that, making that film. Now, he could have done nothing. It could have just, you know, he made it. He got it out of his system. Done, yeah?
Yeah.
But he took a chance and it boosted his career. You know, in this day and age with crowdsourcing and funding and crowdfunding and Kickstarters and GoFund yourselves and all those other types of things, I think, you know, why... You get investors, you don't kind of... You can put a certain amount of capital into a project, but you can't be expected to pay for it all. And especially with, like, you know, to the costs of making movies these days, you're looking at a couple of million, aren't you, really?
What was that film that they did for something like 30, 35 grand or something, and it made like millions in the fucking box office.
Were you thinking Logan?
No,
because Logan was
thinking
like
of the golf one where they're running through the woods.
Oh, Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project, yeah, about 35 grand.
Again, yeah.
Boom.
It was a low budget film, but the premise idea was there, wasn't it? So yeah.
As long as the idea's good.
Well, that's
then
it. Clerks was so low budget. I think it cost 28,000 to make, and you know,
a lot of people get done out deals as well.
Launched his career. So, but yeah, Hollyweed, if you check it out, I've seen the first episode. It's brilliant, but I think there was a bit of a gap between him filming it because he's lost a lot of weight. Right. And when he filmed I think he filmed half the episode.
Yeah.
When he was big.
Yeah.
And then he's had a heart attack. Come back a year later to put an ending on it.
And
he's lost all the weight. So he's a joke in it where he says, "Oh, I've just been for a big wicked shit." And he's lost all this weight.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant. So
yeah, I've been in there 6 months.
Yeah. So check it out if you're on the YouTube, and also. Check out his podcasts because they're pretty good. Hollywood Babylon, highly recommended. And Fat Man on Batman, two of my favourites. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's pretty much all the news for this week.
Din, 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 din,
ding, ding. The news. Yeah, so on to the... I've got a really weird topic this week.
Ooh,
it's a mystery. It's a mystery.
Give it to me.
Right.
Mystery.
So, basically... one of our fans, of many fans, had asked us to have a look into this.
Oh,
yeah.
Who?
Well, I'll give him a shout out at the end. I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Right? It was Big Jim. No, Jim. Right, so this is... Have you seen that video on YouTube? It went viral last year, and it was a young girl called Aliza Lam.
No.
She was basically... You must have seen it. Where she's in an elevator and she's acting really weird.
Keep pressing and fucking buttons and
then
standing outside and started talking to some...
Well, this is it. People think that she was talking to somebody or like there was something going on. She was definitely acting very peculiar and the video ended up going viral.
Well, do
you know what actually happened to Aliza?
I don't think anyone does,
to be
honest.
Well, I don't because I've been researching this and it's an absolutely crazy case. And I've been racking my brains. I've even been drawing diagrams because I'm kind of like, not obsessed, but kind of...
Stalking this case. Oh, cold case,
right? I'm stalking this case. And if we can try and solve it, that'd be amazing. But it's the case of Aliza Lam. And if you don't know anything about it, Aliza Lam was... the viral video came out in 2017 and became somewhat of a mystery. The case has been investigated by the police and novice detectives, but still leaves people stumped. So on January the 26th, 2013, Aliza, 21 years old and from Vancouver, Canada, was staying at the Cecil Hotel in downtown LA.
Can I ask why? Was she there for...
Do you know what? I'm not sure why she was there, but I think she was kind of... She booked herself in... I'm not sure. Would you think if she was... She could have been, like, checking out of college, I suppose. She was of that age. She was 21.
Oh, she just wanted to travel and, like, try and, like...
Yeah, I mean, she wanted to check out LA. Thought she'd check out LA.
That's
fair. I don't think she was travelling to kind of, like, luxuriously. Because the Cecil Hotel, which has now been rebranded as a Stay on Main Hotel.
Right, okay.
Which is no significance, really. It's just a bit of random information. But so basically, like I say, on the 26th of January, she checked in. And then on February the 19th, 18 days later, she was discovered dead in the water tank of the roof of the Cecil Hotel.
And this comes to the question. How the flick did she get up there?
Well, this is the mystery, you see, because... the only reason why she was discovered so quickly was due to the other guests basically complaining that there was a weird smell coming from the water. The water pressure was really low.
Yeah.
And it was kind of coming out black before it cleared.
Would you drink if it was black?
Well, people were drinking it and saying it
Still
was the taste.
It.
And they just put it down, at first, just put it down to the fact that that could be what it's like in LA. You know, you travel around and you go to, say, Wales or something... And the water tastes a little differently. You know, you don't think
that's like
you always put it down to oh, it's just the water around
it.
It's the local water.
Rough water.
So basically
soft water,
LA,
black water,
LA water
yellow,
by these guests were
bright
kind
green.
Of assuming.
Yeah, I'll go drink it,
yeah,
mate.
That
yeah.
This was standard LA water. So so they only found out, but so basically they sent maintenance up.
Yeah.
Right? Who's had to unlock a door to the roof.
Yeah.
Put an alarm code in.
Right.
To stop sensors going off, setting alarms off.
So the whole roof is sensorized.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So he's gone now onto the roof. On the roof, there's four water tanks.
Right.
Right. And she was discovered in one of those.
And how did he reckon?
Now, straight away, I'm thinking, how the hell has she got on the roof if, A, the someone's had to go and unlock it to gain entry?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she hasn't got the key. She hasn't got the combination.
Well, obviously,
so
she's a guest in
the
hotel. Like, she's a guest in the hotel. There's kind of no reason why she should be even trying to get on the roof, really.
Yeah, yeah. But now, if I remember rightly, didn't she have schizophrenia or something?
I think she was bipolar.
Right.
And she'd been diagnosed with bipolar, and she was on, like, four medications to kind of sort that out.
She had control.
But she did have, as far as... And she'd been calling her mother, like, the days prior to the going missing.
Sounded all right.
And she sounded all right. No indication that anything was going on.
Right.
So, another odd bit
like
of...
Like last week's friend.
Well, what was that?
The hunter.
The hunter?
The hunter. The UFO hunter, with all that black shit coming out
of
his mouth.
Is that Max Spears?
That's the
fella. Well, another odd bit of information which was given up by the management, who said she originally checked into the hotel in a sort of like dorm style room where she was sharing with another person.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Did she get on with this other person?
Well, no, because she was straight away. I mean, I don't know how much time passed. And they're looking at the time periods as well on this. She checked in on the 26th but wasn't found till the 19th. It was like, how long was she planning on staying and how long did she stay in the hotel? Because she did have an altercation with somebody. It's clear that she must have because she'd had complaints about her behaviour. Apparently she was acting odd. And she'd been reported to the management, who moved her to a single occupancy room.
Okay.
Now, myself, personally, if I check into a hotel, the only people I really have kind of any dealing with is the receptionist. And then I go to
a room.
So already, straight away, she's had an altercation or a beef with somebody on the premises for a weird behaviour.
Right.
So I think that's suspicious.
I'd have to put that down to something's happened just beforehand or during or a medication, basically. Then two things I'd have to sort
well,
to be the answer.
According to her mother, she wasn't into drinking, she didn't smoke.
So she was a clean girl.
She was a clean girl. She was, like I say, she had some issues, but like seemingly under control. But on the night that she... of a last sighting.
Yeah.
She, like I say, she was seen acting strange around the hotel. She'd been caught on camera being kind of childlike in the lift. She'd pressed all the buttons.
Right.
Like, you know, that sort of thing you do when you're a kid.
Yeah.
But it's almost like she glitches the lift out slightly because the lift doesn't seem to respond. The door's open and nothing happens.
Is that probably why she pressed all the buttons? She's been in there several times, but you only seen the footage of the last time she
potentially
was
and this is it because not very much footage was released, so it was
see,
you
so
know,
they're
and people
away,
are stressing that this footage was actually doctored because they say that there's about a minute missing out of the middle
there
so you know
someone could have come
again
in.
Does this not point suspicion to a member of staff to me it's
internal job.
Honestly go and question the guy who's got the keys to the roof straight away. Is he a janitor who's like, you know, been talking? Because she pops her head out the lift like she's talking to somebody, and then she comes out onto the landing like she's talking to somebody.
Yeah.
She gets back into the lift. She puts her hands on her head like she's stressed. Like,
if I remember rightly, you don't see no shadows or anything outside, so you can't actually see that there's anyone out there.
Basically, like, you know, this was the last time she was seen alive, and video you see on YouTube are her last moments caught on camera.
Weren't it right that hotel was known in, I think, 1964 there was a murderer in there.
There's been several murderers.
In 1902, there was a female killer who was in there, and also, I think it was 19...
We'll get to that, because basically there was several incidents in that hotel.
So it's not a first case of a mystery
happening in there. Basically, the locals know the building as the suicide, because there's been several incidents of people just leaping from the building.
Suicide with my fingers up.
Yeah, in quotations.
Yeah.
So basically, but this is it. I think I was watching a documentary where they were basically saying, well, it doesn't state that they jumped from the roof. Now, I assume back in the 1940s, they might not have been such security on the roof where anybody, you see these old movies where they're kind of like, the wind's blowing, there's a woman up there, she's taking too many painkillers, she's on the roof, and she's like, I can't take it anymore, Johnny, I'm going to jump. And Johnny's like, don't do it, darling. Don't do it. Great Depression. Yeah, you know.
33.
You know, she's going, New York taxis are going past at the bottom. You know. This is the type of thing I imagine. So, there must have been roof access at some point. They've had to put a lock on the door and say, well, there's too many people jumping. But it doesn't say that. It says jump from the building. So that could potentially be windows.
It doesn't necessarily mean.
So, yeah. But basically, yeah, you've just said something about, like, people and weird mysteries linked to this hotel.
Yeah.
Some people actually believe that she was influenced by something quite paranormal or a bit sinister.
Have they had anyone go in and have a little...
Actually. Well, there was two guys went in with the ghost hunting devices. Yeah. And they did start going off outside the door of... Not her room, but the hotel is rumoured to be haunted and plagued by a ghost of a serial killer from the past, who used to use the hotel as a base of operations, Richard Ramirez. He was from El Paso in Texas, and he stayed in the Cecil during his murder spree of 14 people.
Shit.
Yeah. So I think he died in the hotel as well. So basically, they say that his ghost...
Oh, he just died.
Probably natural causes. Yeah, I'll have to have a look into him, because I only know of him because of this case.
Yeah.
So so some people think it's Richard's ghost tormenting her in the
could be a poltergeist.
The corridor. Yeah, poltergeist.
Physically moving subject, but I can't see how fucking poltergeist is gonna someone into a
water tank. Yeah, I think.
Does she have a clothes on?
Well, no, she was found actually with no clothes on, but I'm going to guess...
Naked, nothing, no knickers, no bra.
Everything removed, but all in the water tank with her, right? But we'll get to how she was found in a second, because other people do put down her death down to the fact that she was bipolar, but like I said earlier, she was taking four types of medication for this, and the toxicology report came back with nothing that could be contributed to her death.
There was no drugs in her...
There was actually minimal alcohol levels, but that was due to the fermenting. She'd been basically in the water tank for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And her body had started to ferment slightly, which raised the alcohol content in her system.
Yeah.
So basically, there was nothing to be found. She was no signs of a struggle. So it comes down to how this happened. It was like foul play. When it comes to foul play, I consider the staff, other guests,
even the police.
The fact that the roof door was locked when the maintenance guy went up to check the roof.
The roof,
so if no one had access up there for 2 weeks, then that means she would have had to find another way onto the roof.
And this happened in 2017?
This happened in 2013.
2013, so we've got that kind of technology around.
What happened is...
It's a camera thing that...
I just don't understand why there was only cameras in the lift and nowhere else. Like, was there not cameras at the end of every corridor? That would make sense, really.
Well, it's sort of a hostel kind of hotel.
It was a kind of... I suppose, I don't know. It's just a standard hotel, but they did offer, like, sort of hostel-esque rooms where you could bunk up with somebody. So it's probably cheap, two to three star. You're not going to get a Michelin rating in this place. I don't think.
No, but he won't be able to afford it for one. Anyway.
You know, you've got to think, how did you get on the roof? Now, there was an investigator went over there to the hotel, stayed in the hotel, and they found that you could get onto the fire escape through a window.
Right.
Yeah, and climb on the roof that way. So she could actually have got onto the roof.
Yeah.
But like I say, it was alarmed. Getting on the tanks would have been a bit of a struggle as well.
Well, about lifting it as well, that must have been a bit.
Well, there's two kind of ideas about this, because the lid's like a 20-pound lid. So for her to lift that up and get in.
Yeah.
But then there was another theory that it could have been a model with a hatch. So like a little square hatch, which would have been a lot lighter for her to lift.
Yeah.
But I can't find any confirmation on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the moment, we've got to kind of go with the analysis that it was a 20-pound lid.
Yeah.
Getting in the tank, which is, this is where I start feeling claustrophobic. Because imagine you accidentally fall into a water tank.
Yeah.
Right? It's not so much the fact that you're in a vat of water, it's like, depending on the water level, how do you reach back up
how
to
cold
that?
The temperature
how cold
is,
the
yeah.
water temperature is.
Yeah.
It's like struggling trying to get up back
and
to that
air
hatch
as well, cause
to getting... try and leave yourself out. If it's too high for you and you're trying to jump or use your clothing to kind of...
Any kind of ladders inside or anything?
Well, I've actually Googled it, because like I would have thought that there would have been some sort of like internal ladder for maintenance.
Yeah.
And... you know, and I find models where they do, but others I don't. So, you know,
could be either.
My point is, where's all the other hostel footage?
Yeah,
it just doesn't add up. The whole thing just doesn't add up. So, you know, there are kind of ways that she could have got onto the roof, but I think it all comes back down to like two possibilities. It was rather accidental death, due brought on by. You
basically
know,
fucking up.
Kind of like weird impulses with a kind of a disorder.
Yeah.
She was acting up.
Yeah.
And she's feeling impulsive.
Yeah,
and she's decided to get on the roof. And she's maybe slipped, or she was having a look and she slipped.
Yeah,
and
but
she
with no
back
clothes,
out.
That's the
well,
thing.
Well, no, because all the clothes were found in the tank with her.
Yeah,
so
but she won't
that
wear
says
it.
To me that she was trying to maybe use them as a makeshift rope or something, but there was no report to say that.
Yeah.
Right, dogs
mind
actually,
you, after
when she
thing,
actually
yeah.
went missing,
yeah.
they had dogs on the roof.
Yeah.
And not one dog picked up on a scent near the water tanks, on the water tanks where she'd have to climb.
Yeah.
Or on the fire escape.
Like you did out of aniseed.
So, well, no, but that's what I'm saying. It's like something's... Well, who's gone...
Aniseed takes them.
Well, that means you're saying somebody's had to go in there and put aniseed down. So that implies murder.
Well, let's say if it is
doesn't
a murder,
it?
You've got to think in the murder's aspect of how I'm going to get this person up there, in there, and not be traced.
Well, I've seen enough Scooby-Doo episodes to know that, you know...
Yeah, but
it's,
send down kids...
It, you know, they would have gone away with it too if it wasn't for you meddling kids. Nah, it's the you know, it's the first guy you meet. It's the receptionist or the maintenance guy that I've got. I can't.
So you think it's out of
think,
then?
No, but yeah, but the, like I say, the toxicology report comes back. There was nothing there. There was no foul play. There was no trauma. There was no evidence of. Sexual misconduct. There was nothing, right? So basically, she's been sat in this vat for 2 weeks, right? So, you know, things can kind
could
of.
Could she have just been suicidal?
Well, why not just jump off the roof?
Why?
You've got on the roof.
Why not just fancy
would you
drowning?
All right. So would you prefer to a slow, painful drowning, or just to jump and get
that
it over?
It all depends what mood I'm in, and the way her mood is because of the tablets. That could have been the effect.
Well, the police have put it down to all down to accidental drowning.
Bullshit!
Although the family aren't very happy with it, so you know. They,
yeah,
I think what's the family saying?
The family
put in a claim against the hotel, but they were unsuccessful. So.
Because they haven't got enough evidence on either side.
Well, again, nobody seems to have an idea, but it does seem like there's evidence that hasn't come to light, and there's evidence that has gone missing because. Like I say, there was a minute and a half missing out of the video footage that's available on YouTube, which I will put a link in the description of this podcast if you want to go and check it out, if you've not already seen it. And, you know, but you were saying about spooky things that have gone on in that that hotel, and
yeah.
I mentioned, was it Richard Ramirez?
Yeah.
It was the other people who notoriety were Jack Unterweger, or Unterweger, he was a serial killer.
Right.
The Black Dahlia.
Yeah, the female.
She was actually a murder victim. Yeah, she was murdered. I think she was staying there, though. And then there was another unsolved murder of a woman. And then, like I say, the locals call it the suicide.
There was definitely a woman who...
There was an unsolved murder of a woman.
Yeah.
But the Black Dahlia was a murder victim.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so. Then, like I say, there was Jack and also Ramirez who were linked.
Yeah.
Like I say, these guys with the ghost hunting equipment went past them, Ramirez's room,
yeah,
and the machine went off. So then they went back a bit later on just to kind of get a bit more data.
Yeah.
Like, and say if they could get a repeat on the experiment, and it did, it went off again. So yeah, it was, and they were like, there's no electricity, you know, in the walls or anything, you know, setting it off. So it was quite interesting. Gosh. But yeah, I mean, what do you think? If you've got any ideas, or if you've got any, you know...
Yeah, well, like the footage and that, right, I can only say, I think, about three, right. I'd say, right, someone in authority may be involved. It might be a reason why certain people have been there. I mean, were these murder victims, were any of them, like, known crooks or anything, or known...
I'm connected, you know. I'm in with the LA Mafia. I get rid of this body. I get it to Joey Dutux. He'll take it down to the crusher, no drama.
Cutthroat Jimmy, I come
on. Yeah, it's who you know, isn't it? It's like we connected. Was the hotel owner connected? I make you an offer.
Well, this is it, because, like, you know, if, like, they might be known, there was a killing squad in America called SIS.
Zim Zam Zoom, and they were all cops. Like
they were all coppers.
Oh, yeah, they were all ex-cops, weren't they? I've seen these guys.
Now, something could happen in that kind of case. Like, right, bang, this hotel, we can do her there. Or, it's like you said, it's either suicide or accident. But there's so many different possibilities because the evidence is...
It's inconclusive, isn't it? It's like you can't say either way, but like this is it. It's like I'd be interested to find a bit more out about it. I want to see police reports, but this is it. I can't find anything that's stated.
Try WikiLeaks. Might be able to see something there. Might be something there.
Well, like I say, if anybody else knows anything about the case or has any input or any other opinions that might be able to shed it, send it this way. Send us an email at neverstraightanswer. The podcast never a straight answer, but the email address was taken, so we're all neverstraightanswer@gmail.com. And if you want to tweet us, we're at answer_never, which again, I need to get on the vanity plates on that. I worked it out the other day and I couldn't get it on, so I was trying to do it, but you can follow me on Gaz Duncan on Instagram, on Twitter, and on gazduncan@co.uk if you want to check out some of my pickies.
Yeah.
And then you can check out Taylor on nothing. Yeah. Because again, he doesn't use social media.
No.
What was the new one you were telling me about today?
Which one?
What was it? Was it Grindr or something? We've done this joke. We've done this joke.
No, yeah. Tinder, mate. Tinder.
Tinder. Swipe left.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I use Tinder. Tinder's awesome, right? Mm-hmm. But it is like Pokemon. I feel like it's like playing Pokemon Go because, like, I walk around.
That was done by
No, seriously, Tinder is like real life Pokemon Go. I walk around town, it tells me if there's a local girl in my area.
Yeah.
Right? If I swipe right, I get to put her in my gallery, right? Yeah. And she'll never talk to me. So it's pretty much the same. Virtually the same thing. So, yeah. Yeah, so there's what's it? So if you want to kind of get in touch, what have we got coming up? Have we got any good idea? Well, have we got, what shows have we got coming up recently?
Coming up? There's quite a lot. I mean, we haven't even touched into the subjects of anything like ufology. Apart from, obviously, the death of...
Well, I was actually thinking about this, about the ufology stuff, and I'm quite interested because I don't know enough about it, and I think, considering it's in my own back garden, that I should know a bit more about it. Everyone knows about Area 51, right? Did you know that the UK has its own?
I do.
Area 51.
I've been researching this for at least 20 years.
Well, maybe that's something that might be coming up in the next couple of episodes. I don't know. I think Taylor's got the info on this one, so he can enlighten us all.
Oh yeah, well, there's so much information. It depends on like what areas. I mean, like from abductions to crop circles.
It's funny you should talk about the abductions, and it was something that I totally omitted to put into the story. Oh, yeah. Did you ever see the book, The Missing 411?
Yes. I've actually seen his documentary as well, and it is very good.
And it's crazy because it's about missing people in Canada, right, who go missing in the national parks, right?
Yeah.
But Elisa Lam's case is in the book. You know
why she was in those cells?
Yeah, but she's. I think it's because she's a Canadian citizen. She's from Vancouver, but the thing is, it's like I'm pretty sure because I did see an interview with I forgot his name. In fact, I've got his name written down somewhere.
It's pretty. Do you know the story of how it all started?
No. I do actually. I've seen it on I've seen it on the web, like on YouTube. I watched a thing about it, but it was so long ago. So go on.
Basically, the shortcuttings of he wanted to investigate on a missing person, so he went to see the park rangers and he said, like, can I see your missing files, missing people, people's files? And they've gone, we don't do. He's like, what? But you must have people missing here all the time. So he's gone, well, yeah, but we don't do it. Okay. So he went off, basically, investigated, and there's some weird stuff that people have seen and experienced. I mean, there was a young boy, and he's with his dad, and he's just come out of the tent, and they're just going to walk towards his car. So as they're walking towards his car, his dad thinks, I'm turning around, it's going to rain. So he turns around, looks around, and his son's gone. He's looking all the way around. Don't know where the hell he's gone. He was literally 2 feet.
Couldn't have gone very far either, really, could he?
No.
Was he not found like a miles up the mountain or something
he was found
like that?
About 30 miles down the road.
There was no physical way he could have got there. Yeah, it's a crazy.
Naked as well.
Yeah, well, but he was found deceased, wasn't he?
Sadly.
So yeah, I mean, he's
not like the only one and people have seen. Things like dragging people away.
Yeah.
That's another one that was interesting case.
Yeah.
But it is good.
Yeah, well, like I say, I mean, it was interesting to see that case was mentioned in that. And it's probably something that we'll draw upon for future things. But, oh, yeah, I've got a couple of mentions because, like, we're getting so absolutely amazingly popular these days. That we've got a couple of shout outs. So we've got Emma from South Wales who was joined us on Twitter. So if I'd say drop hi. We've got to thank Darnell from Manchester for his this week's topic. He asked me personally if we'd have a look into the Elisa Lam.
It's a good idea.
It's a nice story. Well, not nice story, but a weird story.
Interesting.
And then we've got Sharon Neal. Who's one of our new supporters on Anchor. So yeah.
Hi there, Sharon.
Nice one for all your support. And we just want to say thank you for listening. And if you want to get it out there and tell people and
spread the word.
Spread the
We're
word. Spread the love about Never a Straight Answer.
Yeah. Man.
The podcast. And we'll catch you soon. Hopefully we'll be back with you by the end of the week and potentially mid weekend. We'll see what happens in the calendar.
Yeah.
And then
as possible.
Don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast, and if there's any questions or you want to get involved or you want
any ideas like that.
Or anything really, we're lovely people, so if you want to come in for a chat.
We're all right.
You come on, if you if you want to get in touch, you know the following routes.
Yeah.
So you know. That's basically it. I'll hope to see you again. Take care. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
Take care from Never Straight Answer.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Peace.